When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I always liked that British Invasion music, along with the Beatles, the Dave Clark Five. These guys are the Zombies. Tell Her No here at 1420 WBSM. We are at 99.5 FM. Paul Santos in for Tim Weisberg. We are at 819 right now. Temperatures up in the mid-60s. We will be in the mid-70s today. A little bit of rain tomorrow and Saturday. Showers coming in, but then Sunday is going to be a magnificent summer day here along the south coast, along Greater New Bedford, and the nice weather continues into next week. So not only Sunday, then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, four in a row. 4 days in a row of beautiful sunshine. So hopefully you have some days off next week. If not, enjoy Sunday, because Sunday is going to be a fantastic day. Maybe you go down to the beach, maybe you get some ice cream. Not too much ice cream, though. Although there was a study that said if you eat ice cream once a week, you have a better chance of living till 90 years old. I'm not sure about that one. I'm having a feeling that maybe that's not 100% accurate. I'm not sure. But anyway, glad to have you with us here on the radio. And I did want to mention that, you know, that Portuguese Feast Parade, I was able to announce it along with retired radio announcer Phil Pele Logos, him and I, along with John Methia, sideline reporter by the name of Meredith Gorman, who worked for NESN and also works for CBS Sports. She was the sideline reporter. They packaged the thing together as a multi-camera shoot. Really great production. And it's going to air all across the country. But for people here in Massachusetts, it will be on August 11th, which is Sunday night, 8 o'clock, Channel 93 on your Comcast box. So Channel 93 on your Comcast box, 8 p.m. here in Massachusetts on the Portuguese channel. It's also going to air in the Portuguese channel, Rhode Island. It's going to also air in Arizona, Virginia, Las Vegas, Florida, Rhode Island, California, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, and Arkansas. And then it'll be put on the World Wide Web. It'll be on Facebook, YouTube, and it'll play, of course, all around the world. So that's great, great publicity here for New Bedford. Of course, New Bedford, known for its Portuguese culture. It's also known for being the whaling city. It's also known for being the number one fishing port commercially in the United States, the Whaling Museum, the downtown area. So having the Portuguese Feast Parade play nationally, you know, like you see the Rose Bowl Parade, or you see the Bristol 4th of July Parade, which is the oldest parade in the country on 4th of July. Well, the Portuguese Feast Parade is now going to get some spotlight put on it, and I think that's good for tourism. You know, they're always saying Destination New Bedford, right? Destination New Bedford. Well, Destination New Bedford, right? Come down for the Portuguese Feast. A lot of people do. A lot of people come down for the Portuguese Feast. I was talking with a lot of people walking around the feast that were from other parts of the country, that were visiting the area, that were on boats that came here, that were working on boats on the waterfront, and they decided to come to New Bedford, and they were like, wow, this is great over here. And it's like, yeah, you know, we take a lot of things for granted. We have our problems like everything else. But it is kind of fun to see people, you know, coming from other areas and coming to our city. And by the way, that was the 108th Feast of the Blessed Sacrament. And by the way, we already know this because we like to say that we're the number one fishing port in all of America. The Portuguese Feast, right, is the largest Portuguese feast in the world, and it is the largest ethnic feast of any kind in all of New England. So it's definitely something that, you know, we're proud of and we like that. He kind of puts New Bedford on the map. Good morning. You're next on WBSM. How are we doing?
Good morning. Thank you, Paul. Hey, just my opinion, sure. And that's all it is.
Yes.
You know, we're doing this for sport, obviously.
Yes.
This is fun. So the gentleman, the firefighter who or the lieutenant that put out the...
Yes.
Actually, you know, we don't have to agree with what he says, but you know what? He is entitled to his opinion. Seems like when someone, the other, whatever side it may be that doesn't like what you say, all of a sudden it's something we should fire you for. We should put, you know, I have a problem with that. I mean, who did he hurt by saying that?
Well,
he put his opinion out there.
Yeah. I agree that people should be able to give their opinion. I'm definitely with you there, being an attorney, First Amendment guy, whether it's something that one side likes or the other side doesn't like. You know, in this particular case, it was pretty extreme, you know. I mean, I got it right in front of me here. It says, effing queerest thing ever. I swear it's a mental illness. I've accepted the gay and lesbian lifestyle, though it's not for me, and I believe it to be sinful, but I won't judge them. But the cross-dressing drag SH is just utter BS. F them all. I mean, should you really be saying F them all? Now, the other thing, too, is suppose you're gay and you're on the fire department with this person, right? How are you going to be like, gee, this guy is saying F me and F everybody and all that? You know what I mean? So that was pretty harsh language. He's entitled to say it, I suppose, but I mean, that's pretty harsh, don't you think?
Is it harsh? Is it true? Is it harsh? I don't know. It's harsh, but I mean, a lot of things that are said day to day are harsh. I hate when I walk into a store and somebody drops the F-bomb talking to their kid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm old school. I'm your age, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I come from when you said that word, heads spun off their shoulders because that wasn't language you use in company. And now it's like it's common language. You can be somewhere and people are dropping that. And I have a problem with that, too.
Well, I was going to say, I do agree with you, and I disagree with people to my left politically. I don't think people should be fired necessarily for saying something like that. If it were me, I would say, hey, you bring this guy in. You say, hey, look, you understand that there are firefighters who are gay, firefighters that are lesbian. You're saying stuff here that's, you know, very, very upsetting. Maybe there's a violation of the contract. I haven't seen the contract. But maybe you bring the person in and try to have a teachable moment rather than, hey, this is the guy's livelihood. You know what I mean? So I agree with you there. I don't think it should be like an overreaction, but I do think it was a pretty horrendous statement.
And whether it is or it isn't, I can agree with you that, yeah, okay, I wouldn't put it out there like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, from his point of view, and I don't know him, and I'm not a firefighter, but I think just from where I sit, you know, looking at our country and our world, I think I'm a traditionalist.
Mm-hmm.
I miss what used to be, Paul. And you grew up in the same era. There's some things that we've lost that really kind of chip away at the fabric of what America was and what we remember as being. I'm not saying it's all going bad, but there are certain things I think, well, for instance, the language thing. Dropping that type, you know, F-bombs and as you're walking in a store, wherever you may be. Now, that's okay. There was a time when, once again, you didn't do that. And I don't know, just I think it made us a better, I don't know. We've lost something in this country. We're not as proud of our country as we used to be as a whole. And as a veteran, I can say that. I'm not proud of my country. It's not the country I grew up in.
Well, I hate to hear that, you know. I mean, I'm proud to be an American. I'll always be proud to be an American. We have our problems. We have our disagreements. But I always say to myself, boy, I'm so fortunate that I landed here, that I was born here, as opposed to a lot of other places in the world where there are all kinds of real, real serious problems and dangers, you know. So we do have to thank our lucky stars that we're Americans.
And I do. But I also look at what there was a time when it was a better nation.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Hello. You're next on WBSM. Good morning.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Okay. I am just calling about, you know, we talk about stuff like that, but even locally, do you ever listen to the afternoon show on this station?
Sometimes.
I mean, when you get people calling up and calling Democrats parasites and stuff like that, I called him the other day and it doesn't make any difference. I mean, he feels like that's okay. I mean, you got it's awful.
No, I mentioned that before. Awful. You know, I'm a moderate Democrat. I voted for Charlie Baker, who's a moderate Republican.
Right.
So I have disagreements with people to the left of me and to the right of me. But yeah, I mean, you know, the thing that bothers me is that you will have people on this station or the airwaves, you know, saying, you know, Democrats out for law and order and Democrats are destroying this nation and Democrats are doing this. But when Chris Markey is sitting here, nobody's telling him that to his face. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's a moderate Democrat. John Mitchell's a Democrat. Is he anti-law and order? What about Tom Quinn, who's the district attorney? He's a Democrat. Is he not for law and order? I mean, it's absurd.
Exactly.
Of course, we're all for law and order. We all want to be safe. So it's just a question of our approach. That's all.
Yeah. And they stay in the little hole until it's time for them to come out in the afternoon. And that's exactly what happens around here.
All right.
Okay, well, have a good day.
Thank you for the call. All right, 508-996-0500. As far as folks' opinions or how they want to approach their shows and so forth, we want to leave that alone. But if you want to voice your opinion, you certainly can at 508-996-0500. It's a lot of fun. I mean, I enjoy debating. I'm an attorney, of course, by trade. I've been an attorney for 38 years. I was saying 35 the other day, and then I'm like, well, I've been saying 35 for 3 years, so it's about time I updated that. I'm going to be having my 40th anniversary of being an attorney, if I live that long, in 2026. So a couple of years I can say, you know, I've been doing it for 40 years. You know, there was an attorney, Aaron Bohr, who's still around. He's been practicing for a long time. Really good guy. And one time he was so upset at the judge. So he got in front of the judge and he said, in 50 years of practice, I've never seen anything like this. And I'm like, wow, that's great. You know, like I can only say when I get angry, oh, in 30 years of practice, right? It doesn't sound as good as 50. I was just thinking 2 years when I'm all irritated and I'm aggravated at the judge. And I really believe this to be the case. I can say to the judge, in 40 years of practice, I've never seen anything like this. Because I have been around for a while. And it is interesting to look back. I will say something about that last caller, the civility, you know. Like, I'm on YouTube and I'm scrolling around. And for whatever reason, like, some old shows pop up. And I do a local version of The Tonight Show. And I kind of pattern it after Johnny Carson. So I'm looking at old Johnny Carson clips. And I'm looking at Don Rickles and Rodney Dangerfield. And probably some stuff that wouldn't fly too well today. Especially the Rickles stuff. But we've got to, you know, we really have to, you know, laugh at ourselves. We really have to laugh at ourselves and you know, be a little bit more loosey-goosey as far as having fun. But on the other hand, you know, that harsh language stuff, you know, I don't like it whether it comes from the left or it comes from the right. And people dropping F-bombs in public and smoking marijuana, yeah, it's different than it was when we were growing up. There's no question about that. But it was different for our parents, too, and their parents. Things changed in our generation and our parents didn't like it. So I think it's just, you know, a lot of it has to do with the fact that, you know, when you get older, you don't like to see change. But yes, change for the better versus, you know, change for the worse. But I'm scrolling around YouTube and I saw an old episode of like a game show, What's My Line? And the way the people would talk to each other, so cordial, so polite, so civil. You know, we definitely have lost that. We should try to bring that back for sure. All right, let's go to the news here. It's Phil in the WBSM Newsroom, and then we'll be back with more of the Tim Weisberg Show. Paul Santos filling in.
President Biden skeptical about a peaceful transfer of power. What most Americans think about euthanasia for humans and a South Coast resident expected to top the box office.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden says he does not have faith a peaceful transfer of power will take place if former President Trump loses the election.
Trump loses, I'm not confident at all. He means what he says. We don't take him seriously. He means it. All the stuff about if we lose, there'll be a bloodbath.
Biden made the remarks in an interview with CBS News set to air in full on CBS Sunday morning, his first interview since dropping out of the race. Trump made the remarks in March while talking about economic policies, saying in the following months that he would accept the results of the election if it was a, quote, fair, legal, and good election. The Minnesota Supreme Court is upholding the year-old law restoring the right to vote to felons upon their release from prison. This was a measure pushed by Governor Tim Walz, who is now the VP pick of the Democratic Party. The High Court rejected a challenge to the 2023 law by the Minnesota Voters Alliance. Tropical Storm Debbie has made landfall in South Carolina. It's the second landfall this week for the storm that first roared ashore Monday morning in Florida as a Category 1 hurricane. The storm has already been blamed for at least 6 deaths this week. Rain ahead for us here on the South Coast as a result. Your full forecast coming up. A Brooklyn man who bought a political website name in 2020, hoping to make a profit, has just cashed in on his investment. 36-year-old trademark attorney and domain name speculator Jeremy Green Esche bought the domain name HarrisWalsh.com for $8.99 4 years ago after Kamala Harris was selected as President Joe Biden's running mate. Esche announced this week that he's accepted $15,000 to part ways with the domain name. And it's not the first time he's made a big profit on a political domain. He bought ClintonCain.com in 2011 and sold it in 2016 for $15,000. And the film adaptation of Colleen Hoover's It Ends With Us is expected to get off to a good start at the box office. The film starring Blake Lively and Dartmouth resident Jenny Slate projected to make between $25 and $35 million in its first weekend. Lively's husband, Ryan Reynolds, will see his film Deadpool and Wolverine take first again with an expected $47 to $50 million in its third outing.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox lost to the Royals 8-4 in Kansas City last night. They're home to play the Houston Astros on Friday, and the Patriots taking the field for their preseason opener. New England welcomes the Carolina Panthers tonight.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Quiet Thursday morning with temperatures in the low 60s, partly cloudy skies. As we head into the afternoon, we'll be enjoying some sunshine. The temperature in the low 70s, not ruling out a passing shower. Cloudy skies overnight as the remnants of Debbie begin to approach the region. But we are anticipating dry and warmer weather by Saturday afternoon. Let's hang in there overnight, tomorrow into Saturday morning. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Nobody loves me. Nobody seemed to care. Nobody loved me, nobody.
Ah, yes, the great Joe Williams. Every day I have the blues. Paul Santos in for Tim Weisberg here at WBSM. Thank you very much for listening this morning. It is 8:48, and let's see, the temperature is up to 67 degrees. We're going to top off at maybe 75 today. Kind of rainy tomorrow, some showers on Saturday, but then Sunday is going to be a magnificent day. So get out and enjoy the sunshine on Sunday. And if you're lucky enough to have Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday off, or maybe all of the above, maybe you're on vacation, well, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are going to be fantastic as well. So enjoy it while we can here. This is what we wait all winter for. We wait all winter for this weather. I don't want to hear that it's too hot. We wait for this weather all year long, so let's enjoy it along the South Coast. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, Mr. Santos?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. It's global cooling. We've been lied to all these years. They've been lying to us since it came out in Popular Mechanics back in 1975.
What did you say? Global cooling?
Yeah, global
right.
cooling.
What about the ice caps that are melting?
Yeah, the ice cap. I don't know. We're being lied to from every
all
corner.
Right.
I want to talk about these safe injection sites.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
Behind closed doors that they push through the House and the Senate, and they don't want us to know who voted for it, and now it's going into committee. I was listening to an interview. It was Joe Grimaldi, Fraternal Order of Police, the national vice president. Well, he said there's a study that was put out, and they had these safe injection sites in Alberta, Canada, New York City, and San Francisco.
Okay.
And they said all of them, their words... Crime went up, and it created a surrounding area of chaos. And in Ontario, Canada, there's this company called South Riverdale Community Health Center in Ontario, Canada.
And on their site, it says, quote, no judgment, no expectations, and no desire for people to stop using drugs, end quote.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what it is.
So what do you think we should do? I mean, that, I agree with you. I would have to be persuaded on something like that. I haven't really studied it, so I tend to doubt that it would be successful. But what do you think we should do with, you know, people getting themselves addicted to opiates?
I think we should try to get them off their bad habits so they can, you know, get cleaned up and have a productive life.
More treatment.
And treatment and, mm-hmm. you know, become, you know, a good citizen society. But, I mean, no judgment, no expectations, no desire for people to stop using drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, too, is Joe Gamaldi also said there's been over 100, in New York City, over 100 overdoses inside those sites.
Right.
You know,
so,
then you have to call the paramedics, you got to get the fire department, the police.
It doesn't feel like that's the answer, you know what I mean? Just letting them do it. I mean, you're supposed to be trying to get them off of it. And I understand the idea is it's a clean place, you're not using needles off the street and all that, so maybe there's some argument that it would save a life. But I just don't think that that's the way to go. I mean, I have to study it, but I tend to agree with your view.
Well, especially the drug dealers, you know, they're going to continue to give them their supply.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got the Drug Enforcement Agency and the FBI and the U.S. Marshals, so does that mean that, you know, a police-free zone means that they're going to obstruct justice and not let an ongoing investigation into a crime ring of, you know, drug cartels and drug dealers?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're trying to help the user, the person that's really being hurt by all of this, more so than the drug dealer. But I tend to agree with you. I don't know that that's the answer. But I got to move on. I really appreciate
all
the
right.
call and hope
this
to hear from you again. Thank you. All right, 508-996-0500. If you're on the line, please hang on. We'll be right back. This is 1420 WBSM. And don't forget, this is Paul Santos filling in for Tim Weisberg. We're just waiting for the spot break to queue up. And we have a few spots to take care of. We've got to pay some bills here at the old radio station. And then we'll come back. We have one caller on the line. Please hang on. We'll squeeze you in before the top of the hour news. Again, this is New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM. Paul in for Tim. Isn't that a nice song, you know? Good feelings, dancing in the moonlight. Chris McCarthy getting ready to take over at the 9 o'clock hour right after the news. Right now, let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Paul. How you doing this
morning? Yeah, good. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, on the film of the feast, you said it's this Sunday it's going to be playing on the Portuguese channel?
Yes, Sunday night, 8 o'clock, Portuguese channel, which is 93, channel 93 on Comcast, Massachusetts.
Okay, yeah, I want to set it for tape on that to see it. So I looked for it the other day, but there was a blank area
yeah,
in there.
I don't think the name of it's up there for some reason when you go on the guide,
good.
So just put it on or DVR, whatever it says up there. I think it says something else, like information thing or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It was something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, cool. Very good.
All
thank
right.
you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Great talking with you. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you. All right, yes, tomorrow night, 8 p.m., channel 93. We've got the Feast Parade, which I was able to announce along with retired host here, WBSM, Phil Paley-Logos. We had a sideline reporter by the name of Meredith Gorman, who did some work on NESN. She's also done some work for CBS Sports. So we're working with some big-time people there. It was produced by John Methia, who was involved in the Cotton Provident show. So that'll be a lot of fun. Chris McCarthy will be watching that, I'm sure. And also, Paul Santos Live Show. Have you ever seen the Paul Santos Live Show?
Gary Langevin.
He loves it. Gary Langevin is the music guy. He's like the band director, like the Doc Severinsen or sort of like the Paul Schaefer. He's on one side. We've got like a sidekick on the other side. And then we've got yours truly doing the monologue written by myself, which I don't have any writers. That's the problem. I don't have any writers. So people are always making fun of my monologue, which tends to be a lot of innuendo in the monologue, but that's okay. Put it on this Sunday, 10:30 a.m. if you haven't seen it. So Sunday, 10:30 a.m., ABC 6. We have a lot of fun. We have the PSL band, Gary Langevin, Artie DeMello. We have a great singer, Emily Naraki. We have an actor by the name of Michael Hopkins, who was so excited that I had him on the show, he invited me to come on the set of their next venture called Death Comes Calling. And he even said, I'll be able to be in the background of the movie. How about that, huh? Yeah, how about that? He got a special dispensation from the people in the Screen Actors Guild. So hopefully William Exafaris, who's another great actor here in New Bedford, I've had a chance to interview him too. Very, very exciting stuff. And of course, Shane Harris, who I interviewed a few weeks back on this program, who was in that movie, the tennis movie, Challengers, and is going to be in another feature called The Instigators. So the New Bedford police officer, who is now an actor, his career is on the uprise. And then we also have Joanna Raposa. She's a comedian who's going to be on the show Sunday morning. All right, I will be back in 2 weeks to fill in for Tim Weisberg. So I have 2 weeks to get ready for that show. South Coast Now. Is that what it's called? South Coast Now, South Coast Today, South Coast something or other? South Coast Right Now. Yeah, yeah, especially underline the word right.
Correct.
Correct. Anyway, this is up next. I'd like to take the opportunity to thank Tim Weisberg for the opportunity to fill in. Michael Rock, who's the head of the whole thing here over at Fun 106.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.